How could Jesus be both a tiny baby and the king of the universe at the same time? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlock, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Christmas is full of contrasts. You know, the quiet of the stable and the announcement of the angels, or a little baby who holds all the power. Now, Jesus brought together things that seem impossible to fit side by side. Humility and majesty, suffering and glory, death and eternal life. So let's take a closer look at this in today's story. Hail Jesus, Savior King, by G. Cam Congleton. Every Christmas, when I read about the coming of Christ, I linger over the beautiful, contrasting descriptions of how Jesus draws near to us, even though he is holy. It's truly a profound mystery, for Jesus is a paradox. These contrasts led me to write today's poem, which is also a song for me personally, because at Christmas, we celebrate history's most incredible contrast, God himself being born fully human, as a sacrificial savior, while also ruling the universe as highest Lord and King. I hope meditating on these paradoxes in Scripture will help us see how God may sometimes draw us near in unexpected ways to help us experience true fullness of joy, perhaps in losing our life to save it. Holy Child, Prince of Peace, O promised Savior King, come to fill our hearts with joy, O man of suffering. Mighty God, a virgin's child, maker of stars who cried, creation groaned to see it so, yet Christ was glorified. Slain for the world he fashioned, God's holy arm laid bare. Come to free us from the curse, to conquer dark despair. Jesus Christ, begotten Son, risen that we might be, freed from sorrow, sin, and grave, made new eternally. Come now, come see on bended knee, rejoice, O earth, and sing. Our guilt and shame he cast away. Hail Jesus, Savior King. So let's dig into this devotion a little bit deeper. Jesus is fully God, and he is also fully human. What a paradox! Those two statements seem to contradict, but both are equally true. Which of the paradoxes about Jesus from today's poem catches your attention? What questions do you have about paradoxes in the Bible? Who are trusted Christians you could talk to about this? Now, there's a lot more scripture that goes along with today's story, so you can find more of it when you go to today's devotion in the Unlocked app or when you go to unlocked.org. And as you and I can read in Isaiah 52:10, the Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. And take a closer look at what the Bible says in Isaiah 9:6 through 7 and Isaiah 53:3-12, Matthew 1:21-23, and Philippians 2:5-11 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and if you're going through a tough time in your life, are you sure about where you can go to for help? I mean, remember, you can always pray to God for comfort and wisdom, and you can turn to other believers to pray for you too. We want to be some of those other believers. We'd like to be there for you through prayer. So tell us how we can pray when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact there in the menu. You come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, how you can celebrate Christmas with joy even if you feel no happiness. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.